Well, today, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. Now, when I put Olin's on the back of this and did a few things, I said, I think I'm going to go more performance bagger style as I finish building this bike out. We just went to the flat out bars here from Hogworks, and now I'm going to change out my foot controls. And I did a lot of research. I couldn't find anybody that really did a video on like the hard anodized versus these that have the rubber slip surface on them. They have a little bit of a cushion built into the factory floorboards. But I'm going to go with anodized. Imagine that, purple. So we're going to put some foot controls and adjustable shift arm and adjustable brake arm on here, and we'll show you what it looks like when we're done. I'm going to show you how these install. The ones I got are from Cross Thread Cycles. So I had never heard of them until a couple months ago. Somebody told me about them when I was mentioning what I was doing, so check them out. Priced really affordable. So we're going to put them on. We'll talk about what the cost is and how they go on as we go through this video. Let's get started. So as my buddy Professional Monkey would say, I'm going boy racer. So these are the floorboards, and they are surprisingly light. So that is the mounts on the bottom of them. Hardware in there. So we're doing a bright purple. Again, these are actually made in America. Cross Thread Cycles. Find them at crossthreadcycles.com. This is our shift arm here. And this has got some different positions down there for adjustability. We'll show you that when we put it on. This is our brake arm here. And again, this is adjustable, and we have three positions out there as well. We're going to go ahead and do the shift linkage. I did a cross cut on that. Steve asked why I didn't do purple. I didn't want to go too much purple. We're just doing the pegs, basically, and the floorboards. Everything else we're going to leave black. Now, this is our shift knob or peg. This is our brake standard size, but I wanted more room on the right side of my floorboards. I don't like how much the factory brake arm sits out. It's don't tell me that it needs to be that big. They've been a lot smaller than that on softtails for years. When you're pressing the brake, you're pressing the brake. It doesn't matter if you're on a bagger or a softtail. So this one is a little smaller than the factory one, but if I don't like it, I can go with this one, which is the same shift knob, but you can use it as a brake knob. So we'll see which one we like when we get putting it together, how much clearance I got. The situation is I like to put my foot right here on my highway bar or my highway peg on my old bars, and I was rubbing on this brake pedal. Now, this one here, if the brake arm keeps it in the same position, is not quite as far out, probably at least a half inch closer to the bike. Gives me a little more room. That may work. If not, we'll go to the smaller one. All right, guys, to remove that floorboard, you're going to need a 3/16 Allen and a 7/16 wrench. Take those two mounts loose there. Got that out of the way. I'm going to go ahead and take this floorboard bracket out where it'll swing out of the way, because we're going to need to take this master cylinder loose so that we can push it forward, because it's up behind the exhaust where it connects to the brake pedal. To get this loose is a 5/16 Allen, and I think the master cylinder is going to be a hair smaller than that from the looks of it. Now, I broke these loose. They're finger tight. I can unscrew them, but I don't want them all the way out yet. We're going to go ahead and break this brake arm loose. That wasn't that hard. This is a 5/8 socket to get this out. The reason you get all this loose is because you have to get this pin out of this plunger arm. There's a cotter key on the back of it I'm going to pull, and then I should be able to get this pin out. I had to kind of bring all of this forward to clear my exhaust. Otherwise, you're going to be taking your exhaust loose, and I don't want to do that. So anyway, I think we can get this done, but that's what we're working on right now. So by taking all this loose, it lets the master cylinder move up forward to give you room for this whole thing to come out from behind the exhaust. Pins out, brake arm back off the plunger, get the plunger up out of it, slide the brake arm off. Now I'll go assemble the new brake arm to match this angle and pitch because it's in multi pieces. All right, guys, here is my factory brake arm. I've kind of just laid it up here. Here's the new one. I'm putting it in here. You can see this fork kind of goes to the left there. The new one has the same kind of shape, so it's going to go like that. And I'm just putting it up here so I can kind of know where I'm starting, which holes to line up with to have some kind of similar angle as the stock arm. Okay, for the assembly, you're going to use the 3/4 length bolts on the back side of this assembly. This is the fork that connects to the master cylinder. So you got 4 short ones here. You're going to use those on this side. These longer ones are going to connect on the other side through this face of the arm and bolt in. And I think that's going to be the right pitch, but we'll check it when we're done. But that looks right when I put it down here by the other one. So that's my lineup. There's also a rubber O-ring that goes in here. They provide instructions on how to assemble this, so make sure you read your instructions, but I'm going to give you a rough overview. Now, you just put the back part that attaches to the plunger on the master cylinder on this sleeve, and then you put this back over the shaft. We'll actually bolt this up tight, and then that other piece goes over the top of it after we get it in place. And that's going to make it a lot easier to get off and on than like what we have with the stock one. So I've got it back on the shaft. I've got the plunger in here. I'm going to rotate the arm down and put the pin and the cotter key back inside that next. All right, guys, I put this brake arm on with just 2 bolts for some leverage to rotate this forward. I've got the pin back into the plunger for the master cylinder. Now I'm going to get that cotter key in, and I'll take this off and we'll finish bolting this up. I just put this on here finger tight, several threads, so I can just have a little leverage to turn this, because this is pretty tight on the shaft once you get it in place. Now, I did spray a little bit of white lithium grease down inside of here before I put it on, so I did grease it lightly. Don't want to get carried away. It's a tight fit. If you put a bunch in there, it's just going to squish that on the backside. All right, I didn't record putting the clevis pin back in, cotter key pin back in, because you can't see any of that with the exhaust. Steve, help me. You might need 2 sets of hands. You might need somebody to kind of, you know, spin the pin and get the, where you can spread the cotter key in there with the screwdriver, things like that. But it can be done without taking the exhaust off, because we've done it. Now I'm going to go ahead and put the master cylinder back in position so that it doesn't move around anymore. And then we're going to use a nut and washer and tighten all this up on this shaft that puts this shaft back in place. And then we'll put this cap over there, and I'll show you how adjustable this is, because this has like 10 holes on this side of the shaft and 5 on the other. So you're not limited to just where the 5 holes are. You actually can rotate that, get even more adjustment out of it for the angle. Okay, now there's an O-ring, washer, and nut to go on this shaft. And that's what's actually going to hold this centerpiece in place. We'll tighten that up. See this shaft here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So yeah, it looks like we have 10 holes that you can choose from with these 5. Now I know I need this somewhere up like this. I'm going to start with there. Again, these have Loctite already on them, so you don't need to Loctite them. Kind of wiggle that till you feel one getting started. Then pick a second one. Now it's got it in started. We'll go ahead and run all 5 of these in, and then we'll put the peg on the upper part of the shaft here. So you put the splined piece into the brake arm first. I'm starting with the stock length, and then I'll adjust from there if I need to. Button head bolt goes from the backside into the spline. I've just finger tightened it for now with that, but you can actually use this to turn that and tighten it further. I just got to put a wrench in the button head, but that kind of, you use this like a wrench to tighten that up, and then put the brake pad over the splines, and another bolt is going to go in from this side to put it in the position you want. Of course, you want your serrated edges facing you, not the way I just had it, because I'm an idiot. Something like that's what it's going to look like when we're done. I'm going to put this bolt in to the back side of the brake arm and run that up. If you have a long socket, long shank hex socket, you might be able to do it with that, but I don't, so I'm going to use an Allen wrench. Now I got to tighten the backside up. Hey guys, the floorboards come with new hardware. Make sure you use it it's a little longer than the stock hardware. You're going to need that, okay? So don't go try and putting the footboards on, the new footboards on with the stock hardware. If you're just doing the brake arm and you're putting stock floorboards back, then that's fine. But if you're using new floorboards from Crossthreads, make sure you use the hardware they provide. I'm going to hold the head with an Allen, use a 10 millimeter socket. I'm putting the nuts to the inside, tighten these up. You do want these to be able to flex a little bit if they got into the ground. I don't think you want them so tight that they don't have any give at all. Not that you're going to lean a bagger that much probably, but it could happen. People do scratch the stock floorboards. All right, guys, very thin is do one floorboard, so there's no sense showing you another one just to waste time. So we've already done the floorboard on this side, but I got to do the shift arm and this linkage. So we're going to go ahead and take this heel shifter off. My dealership puts them on every bike. So it came on the bike when I got it. We're only going to have a toe shifter when we're done. I probably should pay attention to my angle, but I think something like that's going to be a good place to start. Slide it. You have to take the bolt out before you can slide it over the splined shaft. The shaft is grooved, so it can only go in a certain spot. All right, now to put the peg on the shifter, you got to drop it down through the middle, which can be a little tricky, but think I can do it. There we go. I'll need an Allen to tighten that up. Takes a 1/4 inch Allen. Center again is about stock position. Now I'm gonna get this down, set on it, then we may have to take these arms off or adjust them for height, get them where we want them. And we have shift arm on. Let's take a look at these. All right, we have the shift arm on. Now I use the outermost position on this shaft. Right back there is what you would normally use if you were doing a toe and heel, but I didn't want a bunch of shafts sticking out past this, so I used the outermost one. I think there's a spacer I can get to go back here to cover that up, so I'm going to look into that. I did not talk to them, but I think Crossthreads even sells that. And that's what the floorboards look like. And there is our brake pedal and floorboard on this side. So let's get that shift linkage arm in and see how it all looks. Put it down and we'll test it for fit. Okay, need a 1/2 inch socket and a 7/16 wrench to get the front part of the linkage loose. Now, the hardware supplied from Crossthreads will screw into my Easy Shift back here, so it replaces the stock, joint on the stock linkage. And on the front one, they provide hardware with a nut that you'll need to run through the front one. All right, guys, we've got the linkage in here roughly. I haven't tightened it all up yet. Now, one thing I had to watch here, I've shortened this up as much as possible because I have a metal cover over my water reservoir there from Codlin. And if this is too long, then when the arm comes forward, it hits. We've got clearance right now, so we're good. And then if I need to change the pitch of this, I can just take this arm off the spline and rotate it around to change the pitch here. That'll keep my linkage where I want it. So we'll go ahead and tighten these two up. And then we'll get the bike down on the ground and I'll sit on it and see where I think of the controls. Might even take it for a test ride and see how I like them. Don't be like me. Don't make this mistake. Crossthread says, oh, you should run a spacer kit with those floorboards on the 2024 and up models. But I tried them and they look like they fit. So I tried them without the spacers. And they do work. But I found I was riding with my feet about 1/2 inch off of the floorboards. So I'm going to put the spacers on, put them where they need to be, where I think I'm going to be comfortable. It seems like that's where I want to put my feet anyway. I should just listen to them from the beginning. Also, I was wearing a set of work boots yesterday when we put these on. And they're a lot thicker in the toe than my riding boots. And so I'm actually having to lift my foot up to shift. So we're going to drop that shifter down a little bit. We're going to change the brake arm just a little bit, fine-tune some of those things. That's the importance of putting this on and then going riding and then being able to adjust it to suit yourself exactly the way you want it to feel. So that's really cool. Adjustable linkage, adjustable pedals, all that stuff. So I'm going to adjust these and then we'll take a look at them. All right, now I haven't moved them yet. And you see we have right about a finger's spacing between the floorboard here and the primary. So we'll put these on and then I'll show you how much that moved them out. All right, guys, I've got the floorboard off. Now, the bolts in the middle here are the stock bolts. Short one goes in the back, long one goes in the front. This is the replacement bolts from Crossthreads because we're going to add a spacer. Now, this little spacer here is going to go in the front right on there. And then if we look at this back one, you'll see it has a knob. Now, they give you spacers with knobs on, but you can see they're two different heights. So make sure you put the right one in the right spot. And then our hole will line up. I'm going to go ahead and put these back on. And as you see, they already have some Loctite stuff on the threads, so I don't need to apply any Loctite. All right, spacers are in. We were one finger before to give you a difference there. So about two fingers now. Guess it depends on how big your fingers are, but about two fingers for me. With my boots yesterday, I was a lot closer to that. As you can see, I'm getting a lot of lip before I even get to that. So we're going to change that down. I have gotten the floorboard spacers in, and it's about two fingers in here now instead of one. That's all it's moving it out is about that much. I've also adjusted this a little bit, but when I rotated it down, it seemed like it was too low. So what I actually did was went back to this linkage, and I lengthened this linkage, which brings this arm forward and brings this pedal down. I also, because I don't have a big foot, I'm 8.5, 9-inch shoes, depending on if they have wides or not. So typically I end up buying a 9, and this seat puts me back a little bit, so I feel like I'm probably keeping my foot back on the floorboard a little bit. So I brought the toe to the closest position to the floorboard. So I brought it down. Out here is longer. There is supposed to be like stock, and there is shorter. So I have put it in the shorter, closer position. See how that looks from the side for you guys. All right, guys, the other option is for me to actually rotate that forward one on the splines and then shorten the linkage up to bring it up higher. So a lot of adjustability there when you put in an adjustable linkage and an adjustable brake arm. So I'm going to try it like this. If this is not low enough for me, then I'll have to rotate it forward and then shorten the linkage to bring that arm back and bring that pedal up. Let's go do the other side. All right, I got the spacers in for the other floorboard. We'll try that and see how I like that. Now, one thing I noticed today, and I was out ripping pretty hard through some twisties, is I do feel like in some ways I have better control of the bike. I can put more pressure on with my feet in a lean and not worry about my feet are slipping off. Not something I've really experienced before, but they make these with spiked versions and non-spiked. I didn't do the spiked, but these are serrated and they have really good grip. So I was impressed with that. Never had to worry about my foot sliding around at all. Once I put it down on that floorboard, wherever I put it, it was planted. All right, guys, well, that's an install. And as far as review, I've done about 100 miles on them and I am really happy with them. I love the color. I like the bright purple. It works with my bike. I like the adjustability of everything. Again, don't make that mistake I did. Use the spacers with the floorboards if you have one of these 24 and up new generation touring bikes from Harley-Davidson. But really like the product. Highly recommend you check them out. And, you know, I looked at a bunch of different floorboards from a bunch of different brands and some of the really popular ones. And these were by far the more affordable ones out of the stuff I was looking at, and I really like the quality, so I'm really happy with those. All right, y'all stay safe, keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.